Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Rawa Ngā Tanahira Tokowingwa. This is your Wātea News. Ngā Te Kahu Nunu leader Ngāhiwi Tomoana says the port of Napier should be well prepared for ships carrying COVID-19. The container ship Rio de la Plata, which includes crew members with asymptomatic COVID-19, was due to go to Napier after leaving Tauranga, but it has now left New Zealand, heading for Malaysia. The Health Ministry says all Port of Tauranga workers were identified as having contact with the Rio de la Plata crew, having returned initial negative results. Mr. Tomoana says as far as he's aware, almost all port workers at Napier are vaccinated, after some initial hesitancy from Māori and Pacific workers.
So the CEO of the port got me down there to give him a talk, but rather than give him a talk, we just rolled our sleeves up and got jabbed in front of them, and they all followed suit. After that, there was less worry and less anxiety, and to my knowledge now it's 99% plus.
The majority of border staff at Tauranga were cleared for work today, and the Public Health Service will have staff on site to provide vaccinations to port staff from Monday for the next 2 weeks. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health says more than 127,000 Māori have received their first COVID-19 vaccine, and almost 79,000 are fully vaccinated. In total, more than 2.29 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine have been administered to date, including 1.4 million first doses and 848,000 second doses. Justice Minister Chris Farfoy has asked the Law Commission to review the role of tikanga and te ao Māori concepts in law. The Commission says a legal transformation is underway, with heightened focus on the interface between tikanga Māori and state law. It says the review is a chance to build in its 2001 study paper, Māori Customs and Values in New Zealand Law, which continues to be cited widely. The papers written for the Commission during the 1990s by external consultants like Sir Taihakure Dury, Sir Joe Williams, Dame Joan Meg, Whaimutu Dews and Professor Michael Balgrave are among the information most requested from the Commission. The Commission has now published those papers on its website. Manaaki Whenua Landcare is using satellite imagery to try to understand the extent of Cody dieback. Māori Partnerships Manager Holden Hohaia says the data is publicly available, but the computer power needed to process it makes it expensive to use. Working with Auckland Council, the Crown Research Institute has produced a digital map of the Waitakere Ranges, identifying 5,708 kauri trees over 30 metres tall and another 28,424 individual kauri trees over 15 metres tall. Mr. Hohaia says 1,173 trees were identified as dead or dying.
I don't want to sound too complacent, but nor do I want to sound too alarmist, but looking at these images, certainly for the Waitakere Ranges, there doesn't appear to be widespread kauri dieback in the kauri trees.
Holden Hohaia says the best defence is still limiting human activity in kauri forests. And that is your Wātea News.